Oh, Thank you. she pictured in the prophecies of old. It seemed almost impossible to think it could be true. But as she pondered in her heart, she
Years had passed since a great prophet had spoken God's word to the people. The Romans ruled and oppressed Israel, and yet the people held a deep longing and tenacious hope that surely, someday, in some way, a silent God would speak again. The scriptures tell us that at this time there was a man in Jerusalem who had such hope. His name was Simeon, a man who was called just and devout, waiting for the coming of Messiah. It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. He was a man waiting in eager anticipation for the light of a new day.
Seems I've spent a lifetime waiting for this moment to arrive. There were times I wondered if my faith was strong enough to survive.
But still I trusted you, you've never let me down. Your promise has come true, for the Savior I have found. My eyes have seen your salvation. For what God had promised, he has done.
Can I repay you for your grace?
Heaven holds my future, for I have seen salvation face to face.
I'll fall down to my knees and raise my voice to sing. With every breath in me, I will worship Christ the King. My eyes have seen your salvation. For what God has promised, he has done.
Jesus,
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 a dark December evening, a star shone out its light, and angels sang in joyous praise to the wonder born that night. He whom prophets had foretold had finally arrived, the promise of Messiah, love brought to life. He came down to earth, to this world that tiny baby, a living Savior in a manger far away. He came down to earth, breaking through all time to reach us, and still He's reaching out for us today. This little child was this glorious King we celebrate on Christmas Eve. He came down to earth, down to you and me. He was in the stable darkness that hope was born in us. The gift that God had offered was the heart and soul of love. In His smile we saw heaven, the face of God Himself. Forever met the present, whom we've come to know ourselves. He came down to earth, to this world a tiny baby, a living Savior in a manger far away. He came down to earth, breaking through all time to reach us, and still He's reaching out for us today. This little child was this glorious King we celebrate on Christmas Eve. He came down to earth, down to you and me. Oh, the miracle so timeless, entered in a world of night, and every prayer was answered by this holy child of love. Thank you.
The Lord has come and He is coming again. Hallelujah.
Let us cherish the words of God from Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
路加福音第2章8到20节。 在伯利恒之野地里，有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。牧羊的人就甚惧怕，那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布， 卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说：“在至高之处，荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。”众天使离开他们，升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。”他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟， 又有那婴孩卧在马槽里，既然看见，就把天使论着孩子的话传开了。凡听见的，就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
What does Christmas mean to you?
圣诞节对各位有什么意思?
A website conducted a survey, especially among the children.
互联网上面有一个网站做了一个调查，然后特别是跟大家分享一点对一些小孩子对这个问题的答案。
I particularly pick out 5 children of the age from 11 to 13.
我选了五个答案，是五个小孩子给的答案，是从11岁到13岁的小孩。The
first one is a child from Queensland, Australia.
第一位是从澳洲的 Queensland.
Christmas to me means spending time with those you love and who loves you. But most importantly, it is about forgetting those bad feelings you might have about someone.
这位小朋友说，圣诞节意思就是说，跟我爱的人、跟爱我的人在一起有一些分享的时间。但是更重要的是，忘记了一些人曾经对我所做的不好的事情或讲不好的话。
I particularly like the second half, saying that forgetting those bad feelings.
特别喜欢这第二个，就是说我特别是要忘记那些我对其他人一些不好的反应。
Another child from Germany.
另外一位是从德国来的。
12-year-old.
十二岁。
What does it mean to me?
对我是圣诞节对我什么意思呢
？I used to know.
我以前曾经知道。
But I'm not sure anymore.
但是现在呢，我已经不再那么清楚了。
Jesus Christ was born on this day, so it must mean that this a day for peace.And love.
耶稣生在这一天，所以这一天应该是一个平安跟喜乐的日子。
But after 9/11,
但是911的事情发生以后
，All I want for Christmas is for everyone to be happy because even Osama bin Laden should be happy on Christmas.
今天我希望的就是说在圣诞节大家都很高兴，因为我相信这个宾拉登在圣诞节这天也会很高兴。
But if everyone isn't happy, I won't be happy either.
如果不是每一个人都很快乐，我也不会很快乐。
From the mouth of a 12-year-old, that's amazing.
这是一个12岁的小孩所讲的话，非常的感人。
Moving to Japan, a child 13-year-old,
好，我们到日本是一个13岁的小孩给的答案。
Christmas to me is a time that I'm able to spend with family and friends, catching up on times that we weren't able to have.
圣诞节对我的意思就是说我可以跟我的家人跟我的朋友在一起是我以前没有时间，是我们大家一起没有时间来做的。
Another 13-year-old in Arizona.
再来是一个从 Arizona 的13岁的小朋友。
Christmas means you have to give thanks to poor people.
他说圣诞节就是说在这一天我们 要对一些贫穷的人给他们礼物。
The last one, a child living in California, is Jesus' birth, not anything more.
最后一个是从加州来的13岁的小孩，他是说圣诞节只是耶稣出生的那一天，没有什么了不起的。
Very thoughtful answers.
非常有深度的一个想法。
What does Christmas mean to you?
圣诞节对你有什么意思？
From the passage we just read and also from the choir sang to us,
我们刚刚读了一段，听到一段经文，我们也听到诗班在诗歌里面与我们的分享。
Christmas brings us good news of Jesus Christ.
圣诞节带来的是耶稣基督降生的这个好的信息。
In verse 10, it says, But the angel said to the shepherds, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.
在路加福音第二章第十节，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
I'm amazed at this very verse.
我对这一节的经文非常非常的感动跟惊奇。
Number one, it says it is good news.
第一个就是好信息。
Secondly, it says good news of great joy.
第二，这个是好信息，而且是带来大大的喜乐。
But the most important part is saying that will be for all people.
但是更重要的是，这个信息是给所有的人，是给万民的。
You know, we live in this world.
我们在这个活在这个世界上面。
If it is a good news for me,
如果是对我的好信息。
It will likely not a good news for somebody else.
对于相对的，对于另外一些人，可能就不是好的消息。
This particular winter,
在这个特别的冬天
，the weather has been quite nice to New Englanders.
在我们 New England 的这个地方，天气不错。
We all under tight budgets.
我们很多州政府还有我们这个预算都是有限。
But with a warmer winter, we don't have to pay as much for oil or gas.
但是在这个比较温暖的冬天，我们不用花太多的钱来买油或者是这个天然气。
So a warm Christmas or warm winter is good news for most of us.
所以一个比较暖的冬天对我们大部分的人来讲是一个好的消息。
But for those who run ski centers, it's not so good news for them.
但是开那个滑雪场的就不是那么好的一个消息了。
We turn around and we look at Denver, Colorado.
我们反过来看看最近在 Denver 所发生的事情。
They just had 2 feet of snow.
在哥罗拉多州 Denver 才有两尺的雪。
So those who run ski centers, they will be really joyful.
那些开滑雪场的当然非常非常的高兴。
But the airport was shut down for a day or two.
但是这个飞机场却关闭了一两天。
So for the travelers, it's not so much any more good news.
对于要旅行的，特别是圣诞节要回家的，确实一个不好的消息。
If you look at the news for the past year or so,
我们看看过去一年的这个新闻。
The federal government and sometimes state governments talk about raising the minimum wage.
联邦政府以及州政府集中讨论一个课题是对于这个最低工资的提高。
If the minimum wage is raised, it is good news for the workers.
最低工资的提高对于工作的人当然是好的消息。
But it will be a bad news for businessmen.
但是对于这个开工厂要付钱给这些工作的人的生意人的话，却不一定是那么好的消息。
So in our world, it is good news only to some people, but it will be bad news for others.
所以在我们这个世界上面，大部分的消息是好消息，对一些人是好消息，但是相对的对另外一些人却是坏消息。
But the Bible tells us this particular good news is of great joy, and also it is for all people.
但是圣经告诉我们，这个耶稣降生的这个消息是大大的大喜的信息，而且是对万民的。
What is this good news?
这个好的消息究竟是什么？
We can look at verse 11.
我们来看第十一节。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
In this one verse, it tells us three titles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个短短的经文里面，告诉我们耶稣三个头衔。
Number one, He is the Christ.
第一，他是基督。
What does Christ mean?
基督是什么意思？
It actually goes back to an Old Testament, a Hebrew word, Messiah.
其实追寻它的意思可以回到希伯来文比较古代的一个词，就是弥赛亚的意思。
And the Messiah is somebody that is being anointed or chosen.
弥赛亚就是一个被选的、被油膏的一个人。
In the Old Testament, only three types of people are being anointed.
在旧约告诉我们，只有三种人会被选择或被油膏。
The first type are the kings.
第一种是君王。
They rule over the whole country and the people.
他们统治这个国家，管理人民。
So by saying that Jesus is the Christ, or he is the Messiah, meaning that he is the king.
如果我们说耶稣是基督，他是弥赛亚，他就是王。
Joy to the world, the Savior is born.Let us receive the King.
我们刚唱的诗歌普世欢腾，因为我们要预备心，预备接受这个君王。
And he is a good king for all people.
他对于所有的人是一个好的君王。
The second class of people who are being anointed are the prophets.
在旧约告诉我们，第二类会被油膏的就是先知。
The prophets proclaim.What God wants us to do.
先知告诉我们上帝要我们做什么。
Tells us about the mind of God.
告诉我们神的心意。
How do we know how to live?
告诉我们怎么样来过我们每天的生活。
But through the prophets, we know what is in God's mind.
我们自己可能不知道，但是透过先知对我们的提醒跟教导，
The Bible tells us that Christ Jesus, He is the last prophet and the greatest one.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣就是最后一位先知，也是最伟大的先知。
No one knows about the Father, but the Son revealed the Father to all people.
我们都没有办法直接的认识神，但是透过神的爱子耶稣，我们可以透过他认识主神也透过他的儿子来把自己显示给我们看。
Finally, the third class of people who were anointed.
第三种会被油膏的人是谁呢？
They are the priests.
是祭司。
Who are the priests?
祭司是谁呢？
The priests are the people who stand before God on behalf of man.
祭司就是代表人站在神面前的人。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We cannot approach God.
我们不能直接的来到神的面前。
But through the priest, now we can come before God and try to please Him.
但是因为有祭司的缘故，我们可以借着他在神对我们在神面前的代求，我们可以来到神的面前，取得他的喜悦。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is the high priest.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣就是最大的祭司。
And he is praying for us, for all of us, even today.
他在神的面前为我们祷告，一直到今天。
Through him we can come to God, and through him only we can come to God.
透过他我们可以来到神的面前，也只有透过他我们才能够到神的面前。
This is what Christ means.
这个是基督的意思。
But there are two other titles for Jesus.
但是这段的经文还有提到耶稣两个其他的头衔。
He is the Savior.
他是救主。
Because he died on the cross.
因为他死在十字架上面。
And took upon himself our sins.
把我们身上的罪放在他的身上。
So now we are sinless before God.
所以我们在神的面前可以被视为是无罪。
All because of Jesus being our Savior.
这些都是因为主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
The third title, he is the Lord.
第三个就是主。
He is the one going to guide us and lead us in our lifelong journey.
在我们人生的旅途里面，主耶稣就是带领我们的主。
Can you think of a better news than that?
我们可以想到一个比这个还要更好的消息吗？
Jesus is the Christ, He is the Savior, and He is the Lord, and He was born in this world.
主耶稣就是基督，他是救主，他也是主，他降生在这个世界里面。
He came to this world to demonstrate God's love for us.
他来到这个世界上面，主要就是显现神对我们的爱。
We do not deserve such love.
我们其实不配得这样的爱。
Because we rebelled against God and became sinners.
因为我们在神面前许多的背叛，我们在神面前犯罪，成为罪人。
Some people will turn it around and say that because we are born sinners and we rebel against God.
有人会这样说，反过来说，因为我们生下来就是罪人，所以我们当然会反叛，我们会背叛神。
But what is God's attitude towards sinners?
但是神对于这些罪人的态度究竟是什么呢？
I recently read a book written by Ravi Zacharias.
我最近看了一本书，作者叫做 Ravi Zacharias.
He's an evangelist born in India.
他是生在印度的一位全福音的人。
In his book, he tells a story he heard when he was a young child growing up in New Delhi.
他在印度的新德里长大。他小时候呢，他听过一个故事，现在跟大家分享。
This is what he said: A young man in a certain village fell in love with a woman from another village.
在印度有一个小的村庄，有一个年轻人。他这个很喜欢隔壁村子里面的一位小姐。
His love for her was genuine, and he sought her hand in marriage.
他非常的爱这位小姐，他很希望能够娶她。
She, on the other hand, felt no such affection for him.
但是很可惜的，相对的这个小姐呢，对他没有太多的意思。
I think some of us has experienced similar kind of problem.
我们中间或许有人有这样的经验。
But the story goes on, she only want to exploit his feeling to her own advantage.
那这位小姐呢，其实只是想要来利用这位年轻人来满足她自己的需要。
She made it a game.
只是来希望做给自己有更多的这个优势。
Even demanding more and more proof of his love for her.
他把这个看为是一个游戏一样，一直希望就是说，这个年轻人呢，能够给他自己呢更多更多的证明是他是爱他的。
At last, when all her ploys were exhausted,
那但是到最后，这些所有的游戏、所有的把戏都用完之后呢
，She demanded the unthinkable.
他跟这个年轻人要求一个连想都没有办法想的一个事情。
If you really love me, she said.
他就对这个年轻人说，如果你真正爱我的话
I would like to be confident that it is an unrivaled love.
我希望能够有一个保证，就是没有其他的东西可以分开你对我的爱。
To prove that, I ask you to take your mother's life and bring her heart to me as a trophy of my victory over your love for her.
为了要暂时你真的全心全意的爱我，我希望让你杀你的妈妈，把她的心拿出来到我面前，这样我就相信说你的爱呢是只有对着我一个人的。The
young man was left thoroughly confounded for weeks.
这个年轻人当然非常的挣扎，好几个星期他就在很困扰的当中。
And he was considering his options.
他在想，他在考虑他可以究竟有哪一些选择。
Unable to withstand the loss of his loved beloved, he noticed that the mother was alone, and in a frenzy fit, he killed her and took her, the heart out of her body.
有一天，他终于没有办法再忍受这样的痛苦。 而且看到他妈妈一个人，他就真的把她杀了，把心拿出来。He
ran as fast as he could to present this trophy to the girls that to the girl that he loved.
他当然马上拿着这颗心跑到他所爱的这个小姐的前面。All
the while fleeing the guilt that tormented him.
一边跑一面也希望去逃避杀了他妈妈所带来的罪恶感。
While he was running through a heavily wooded area, he stumbled and fell.
他去这个小姐前面要跑过一个森林，他不小心跌倒了。And
the heart bounced out of his hand.
这个心掉下来，掉在地上。He
rose to his feet.
他站起来。He
frantically rummaged through the undergrowth looking for her heart.
从草丛里面希望找到这颗心。Finally,
he spotted it and picked it up, and he dusted off his knees, and then he heard a voice talking to him.
他终于找到这颗心了，他就把它捡起来，把它站起来，把自己的裤子弄干净。但是他听到一个声音。The
voice was from that heart.
是从这个心来的声音。Son,
are you hurt? Son, are you hurt?
儿子，你有受伤吗？ 儿子，你有受伤吗？
Ravi Zacharias wasn't a Christian until he was late in his teens.
这个书的作者 Ravi Zacharias 一直到他十几岁的时候才重生得救，成为基督徒。
But this story he heard from childhood left a deep impression in his heart.
但是这个在他很小的时候所听说的一个故事，在他生命里面留下一个很深的印象。He
later told this story to illustrate God's love for us.
他一直都用这个故事来说明神对我们的爱。We
rebel against God.
我们背叛神。But
God still cares for us.
但是上帝还是继续的爱我们。He's
still asking us, Son, are you hurt? Son, are you hurt?
神还是在我们旁边微声地问说：“孩子，你受伤了吗？”
To the extent that he sent his only son to come and die for us, to rescue us, so that we can return to God again.
他爱我们爱到一个程度，他把他自己的唯一的儿子差到这个世界上面来，让我们接着他有机会再次成为神的儿子。
This is the good news.
这个 就是世界上面的好消息。And
because of God's love, we can have hope in this world.
因为上帝爱的缘故，我们在这个世界上面还有盼望。Let
us pray.
我们一起祷告。Father,
we thank you for Christmas.
天父，我们为着圣诞节来感谢你。Thank
you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us.
谢谢你把你的儿子耶稣基督差到这个世界上面来，死在十字架上面。
Help us to spread His love to all people.
帮助我们把他的爱传给我们周围，传给所有的人。
Help us to share this best news in the world.
帮助我们把这个世界上面最好的消息与这个世界来分享。And
help us to live a life knowing that we have eternal hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也感谢你，也帮我们知道我们在耶稣基督里面有永恒的盼望。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。阿门。